All right, everybody. Welcome back to another edition of Real News Radio. I'm your host, Brian Stavely. I'm also here with our other host, Justin Cook. Justin, how you doing tonight, bud?
Not bad, Brian. How you doing tonight?
Good. I'm doing good, man. You're coming in nice and clear. Yeah, I didn't really know exactly what we were gonna get into tonight. So I kind of was looking around some mainstream stuff just to see what they were pushing. I haven't really, looked at their stuff too much lately. I've been kind of busy, tied up doing a few other things this week. I went on Fox today, and they were just pushing a whole bunch of different propaganda, actually. One of the things they were pushing was actually how cool it is to get a chip put underneath you so you can use it as a credit card and not have to carry around a credit card. I first of all, as if paying the interest on credit cards isn't bad enough, I didn't know it was such an inconvenience to actually have the plastic in your wallet that, it'd be so much better if you had a chip under your skin. Do you ever bitch about lugging around a credit card? I mean, is it really like a hassle where you would need
I know it,
an implant?
it's so heavy. What is it, a tenth of a pound, or what a few grams? Seriously.
Yeah.
You know, it and it's bulky item that you need to strap to your ass. I don't know. It just shows that people are willing to accept almost anything, just to just because they're told so. Just because the government says, hey, this will make you more secret. I mean, more sorry. this will make you more safe. I was looking at a post on
Yeah,
Facebook
more
about the
safe, or they
secret.
think it'll be more convenient, And it's like, come on. There's
Yeah.
actually some I seen there were I'm sure you've seen it. There's some nightclubs like in South America where people have chips underneath them so they don't have to get like pay for drinks at the bar. Like, is it
Yep.
really that much of a hassle to whip
Europe
out some
too.
cash, people? Well,
And
why would you ever want
some of
that?
these people that are going to these places, they're only going there once or twice, while they're on vacation, and they're getting this chip for the rest of their life. Obviously, me and you know the deal, and most of our listeners know the deal, that something like this is really just kind of a guinea pig treatment for the, those they want to see how these idiots are gonna turn out. They go and get this chip, but anything like that, there's no way that they can prove to me. First off, if I didn't just think it was inherently bad because of the police state thing, but there's no way you could tell me that putting an RFID transmitter in someone's body is necessarily safe.
No, how could it
I
be?
really I have trouble buying that.
Yeah, how could it be safe? I really do. When they want to tell you that a microwave is real bad for you, and they're banned in Russia and all this crap, and you can't nuke your food, and they're gonna tell you that cell phones give you radiation. How the hell is it safe to put a chip under your skin? I mean, does that even make any sense?
Exactly.
I
No,
mean, you're gonna have it in your body.
that reminds me. That reminds me too. The same thing of a few weeks ago. I know some of the Jon Stewart types reported on it. They're actually paying homeless people to walk around with Wi-Fi, a Wi-Fi router on them.
I
And never
saw
mind
that.
the health implications of them. It's really just insane to where we're going and to where what society thinks is okay, and it's really just it's archaic. It's this it's I don't know anything, more really to say about it than just people are just that brainwashed that they'll just do whatever they think will make them, like I said, trading your liberties for safety. But
It's pretty crazy. It's pretty crazy. You'd never
it's
get me to
just
do it,
insane.
man, you know? Even before I woke
Of
up, you would
course,
never
we
get
have
me to do
stories
that.
coming out.
What's that?
Oh.
I think we were
No.
talking over each other for a second,
No,
Justin. What'd you say?
I was gonna talk about bring up the Trayvon Martin case for a second.
Yeah, go ahead.
Now, all right. Now, here's the thing. Everybody out there, I'm sure, has been, hearing from both sides of the, both sides of the media here, and I don't know. Regardless of what the truth is, I think the truth is somewhere in the middle. You know, when I say that, here's what I'm getting at. I do think that Zimmerman, you know, I think he didn't need to shoot that kid, regardless. However, the news going around and displaying Trayvon Martin as a 14-year, you know, showing him as a little kid is a little weird when you go and look and see that. His pictures now show him to be this thugged out kid. Regardless, it doesn't mean he should be shot or anything else. You know, but if I didn't know any better, this almost stinks.
Are you sure that's not a smear campaign against it? Like, to make him look bad? Like,
No. That's his side putting out the pictures of him as a kid.
Okay.
To make it look good, you know, as opposed to, as you know, as opposed to showing his, like, you know, supposedly what he looked like on Facebook. You know, he had this almost over the top thug looking thing. That's why,
like,
you know,
guns in his pitches and all that type of stuff.
Almost, yeah. Him throwing up signs and his pants down, you know, it looked bad, you know, and it makes you wonder. I mean, I don't want to call this out as a false event yet, because we don't have the exact evidence to do it, you know, yet. But I, you know, it's definitely worth something into. If not, I'll tell you what, they're not letting this conflict go without using it to further their political agenda, you know, by making you know, more race, you know, by making more static between the races and everything else, which is, you know, classic Hegelian dialect, classic divide and conquer type situation. Now, I just wanted to say another thing too is you had the story of the other witness that came forward. And I'm sorry that we're even talking about this so much, but everywhere you go, we're seeing Trayvon Martin this or George Zimmerman that. And, you know, the so-called right has everybody on their side convinced that Zimmerman is this hero and he wasn't in the wrong. And the so-called left is, you know, just pushing the pushing this, you know, innocent kid got shot by this, you know. And I do think it is more of that side. However, you know, it's just disgusting how neither side can report real news, you know, and can report you know, can report it for the facts that they're told.
I'll tell you what, there's not too many people reporting real news at all. I mean, if you go out there, you guys know, you guys that have been in the truth community for a while, you guys have probably looked around for radio shows and stuff. There's not too many people out there that really don't have an agenda on the news and their own spin on it that just tell you how it is. I'm not saying we're the only ones. I know there's other good people out there. I'm just saying that there's really not that many, you know? I mean, maybe there's a, you know, a couple hundred small shows or something, but as far as big shows and stuff, I mean, really, it's kind of depressing.
It really is. It really is, you know? And here's the thing. I mean, you know, when you get down to it, you know, I don't know. I don't trust anybody 100%, you know, and that's what it comes down to. But, you know, the sad thing is that when you have people in the alternative media that you're not sure if they have an agenda or what that agenda is, or, you know, whatever the case, never mind the mainstream media, we know their agenda. You know, we know that's Operation Mockingbird, disinfo, misinfo, you know, throw as much shit against the wall until it sticks type stuff.
We have a call, Justin. I'm going to put him right on the air. Hey, caller, you're live on Real News Radio. Justin Cook and Brian Stavely. Hello, caller?
Yeah, I can hear you now. Hey, it's Connie.
Oh, hey. Did you want to just listen in, or did you want to did you have something you want to
yeah,
add?
Yeah, I just wanted to. Yeah,
okay, yeah, you can
ahead.
Just you can
I just listen in.
Okay, just make sure you mute your thing, okay?
Right, thanks.
All right, cool. Yeah, guys, we're just doing one of our listeners a favor because she has an issue with her computer, Justin, and she can't get on the Flash player. So if we just put her in the call and let her mute it, she can listen to the show through her telephone.
Cool. If you have anything you want to add, go ahead.
Yeah, if you want to jump in, feel free to jump in. But, yeah, we can still take all the calls, too, so don't worry. We can add, like, a lot of people, so it's not a big deal.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, so where were we? Justin, you were just saying something about the alternative media.
Just how they're successfully trying to bait everybody, you know, pretty much into a race war and into conflict. Wayseeker in the chat, said the same thing. It's successfully starting feeding a race war, and I totally agree. It almost makes you wonder if it's contrived. You know, we've seen the pictures of Trayvon Martin's father wearing a Freemason, you know, full Freemason regalia. Of course, that could be just out there to throw you off too. And then we see, we hear all these other stories. But the fact remains, I'm still convinced that the kid did nothing wrong as far as, you know, because the fact that his father did live in that gated community and everything, and he was being followed, you know. I still don't think the kid did anything wrong to get murdered anyway, but that's
spin? What's the official spin on the official like channels? Like what are they saying? What are they saying happened exactly? Like how did the confrontation go down and what happened?
All right, here's the thing. There's two like official stories going. The official story is that this guy Zimmerman was following. This kid around and had noticed him for a while, you know, and this is a black kid in a white gated neighborhood. However, the black kid lived there. So the Zimmerman, George Zimmerman was following him around and called the cops and said, hey, this kid is suspicious. And, I'm following him right now. They told him, stop following him. You know, they said, stop following him. We'll show up and get him. He continued to follow him. And then apparently after that, there was some type of altercation, and this is the parts that are being, you know, that we really can't, you know, that we don't know exactly what happened after that. However, there is 911 calls. Supposedly, Zimmerman has a witness saying he was getting beat up and his head was getting smashed against the ground. However, you know, here's a guy who's 250 pounds and, yeah, Trayvon Martin is 6'3", but he's only 150 pounds. Supposedly, they have a witness that saw this. But here's the thing: I just saw the videotape of George Zimmerman walking into the police station because he was cuffed, he was brought into the police station, and yet he doesn't have a mark on him, doesn't have a spot of blood. So, you know, that story seems like right there they just debunked it themselves.
Yeah.
As you know, and that's what the Glenn, I don't want to say Glenn Beck's, but the Blaze and the these other so-called right wing bias, whatever you want, you know, no different than the left wing bias ones, but two different narratives to get everyone fighting, and I think it's on purpose that
two groups
we have
of
these
idiots.
Little details that. Yeah, exactly.
Really, I mean, they are. I mean, to just, it's crazy, man. When you want to talk about leaders and followers, I mean, the people that those type of people are the ultimate followers. I mean, they really are. Just to follow along whatever the common party line is. I think half of the time they don't even care what they're getting into. They just, you know, if their party's doing it, that's what they're doing, and they're gonna just, you know, they're gonna tell you how wrong you. I know so many people like that, man. They drive me absolutely nuts. Absolutely not.
Oh, yeah. No, you know, you see him on Facebook, the types that, oh, it's the Republic. If it wasn't for the Republicans, everything would be getting straightened out. Oh, if it wasn't for those pesky liberals, everything would be getting, you know. It's like, seriously, guys, you know, if you haven't seen it by now, if you're anywhere, you know, between, say, 20 and 40 years old, or even older, if you haven't seen that, you know, since when has one election gone and stopped any of the stuff that's been taking place? No.
When has any politician done what they've told you? When has any politician done what they've told you they were going to do when they ran? You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I don't believe anyone at the national level. You know,
it's just all a bunch of crap. They just tell you what you want to hear. They just tell you what you want to hear. That's why it drives me nuts when people still buy into them. It's like, how can you buy into these people? They just tell you what you want to hear. Right. Every time.
Yeah. It's total propaganda.
Why don't you talk about
get away from what was that?
No, while you were on it, I mean, you were mentioning Facebook for a minute. Why don't you get into what you wanted to get into on that angle?
Oh yeah. Well, it's the same thing, you know. You just see it. Okay.
No,
as
with
far
the timeline,
as that goes,
with the
yeah.
Timeline.
Right. Gotcha. Yeah. The Facebook timelines. Me and Brian were discussing it earlier. You know, and of course, for everyone out there, if you want a good read, go to our blogs and check out Brian's article. You know, which really does put the CIA with Facebook and shows that it was not what we were shown in the social network and all this other stuff, that it's really just a fraudulent thing, and that you know, who's the main money guy behind that, Brian?
James Breyer, his name is.
Okay, yeah, right. James Breyer. Now they said it was Peter Thiel, Peter Thiel did give a certain amount. That's of course the Bilderberg guy that's running Ron Paul, or that's running Ron Paul's biggest political action committee. But anyway, yeah, getting back to the Facebook thing, you know, this timeline, I can't see of any reason for it besides the fact of letting your bosses or law enforcement agencies, go and look into it a lot earlier, because it's obvious that DARPA, the CIA, you know, any of these groups that would want to, you know, fusion centers, they already have this stuff backed up. They can get to your post from 3 years ago in 2 seconds, even without a timeline. But this is for those people out there that don't have that technology, that they still want to spy on you and everything else. It
yeah,
just,
for like
it just
local
makes
law
their
enforcement.
World a lot easier.
Local law enforcement, for instance, isn't going to be going into Facebook's hard drives and digging out your posts from 3 years ago. But now all they need is access to your account. You know what I mean? And even if you make your stuff private, of course, Facebook will just give them the access to unprivate everything. And everything's logged and cataloged. They could literally go to any month they want, any day they want, and find everything you did in order, in chronology. It's unbelievable, man. Even life events before you were on Facebook, like the day you were born, the day you started high school, things that you might have entered in Facebook, they're on there. It's spooky, man. Yeah. I've had it for like 6 months. There was a hack to get it a long time ago, and I wanted to see what it was about. I don't care. I know it's going to be coming anyways. I figure I'll do it. So I've had it for like 6 months now. So, you know, people have been still talking about just getting it. I'm like, wow, these people haven't had it yet. I've had it forever. And I'll tell you what, I hate it. They make it worse and worse. You can't even find anything, Justin. If we have a bunch of stuff going on in one day and we're making a bunch of posts and I'm making posts and it's posts here in groups and some stuff on my page, I can't even find stuff on my page. It's hard to find stuff that you just did.
Right.
Stuff that's scattered out over your past. It's all logged. It's easy.
Right. I think that's another thing, too, is it's almost, you know, another type of soft censorship. Where, you know, at one point you can go and you can hide a link a little bit better instead of it just being in chronological order. It's a lot easier to hide something that they don't like. They can just stick it down in the right hand corner and be, oh, it's there, you know. But of course,
you know, the other thing.
See it.
You know, the other thing I want to talk about, and I know this must piss people off, and I bet some people still don't even notice this. You guys don't notice that it doesn't by default show you the posts in order. It shows you like top post. Somebody at Facebook makes a decision on what the top posts are for you, and you miss all your friends' posts and everything because they decide you should see this other stuff. And you'll see stuff from like 27 hours ago, 5 hours ago. Meanwhile, you know, your friends posted, hey, I'm on my way to the Red Sox game. Who wants to go? I got tickets, and you don't even see it. You have to, and I change it all the time. There's a little thing right above your home feed, and I change it. And I change it to most recent, but it always changes back no matter which web browser I use, no matter what computer I use. Every time I get back on Facebook, it's on top stories. I know it does it to all you guys. Some of you guys probably haven't even noticed yet. It's the biggest pain in the ass. I hate it. They're making it work. They're doing what MySpace did, but, you know, it's what it feels like. But what they're really doing is tracking you.
You know what the sad thing is, though, really, is the fact that, you know, the sad thing is that nobody wants this. You know, it's something that they're just doing against our wishes, and it just goes to show, no matter what it is, they're going to do what they want. You know.
Yeah, that should show you right there. It's not an independent website.
Right. Well, wasn't this some idiot the other day? It was on like you know, I play the pot farm game. Yeah, it's stupid, past the time. But anyway, make a long story short, someone in there said, "Yeah, I know. I make fun of myself for it, but regardless, someone in the on the page there said, "Oh, stop complaining. You know, everyone's complaining about the timeline." I said, "Facebook is free." I said, "It's free, huh?" I said, "Do you realize that they're selling all of your information to anyone that wants it?" So it's not exactly free. You know, you're paying a price that you just don't realize it. You know, and never mind, you know, just the fact that anyone out there can have access to, you know, all your personal information. Like we said before, 20 years ago, we would have never given out the information that we're giving out now freely. You know, on these sites.
No, absolutely not.
So
it's a, it's a big spying machine. You know what it is too.
It
besides
really is.
A spying machine, if you think about it, right? I know this sounds crazy, but I want you people to think about this. First of all, DARPA's involved in making this, okay? So you know, there's always like a crazy type, far out type of angle to it. And if you think about Facebook, for people that use it all the time, like, you know, I use it a real lot. I know a lot of people that do. What they're really doing is essentially they're tracking your thoughts, because you put some more of your thoughts out
exactly.
to Facebook all day to everybody. Think about it. All your thoughts. You're putting in text. You're making posts. You're sharing this. You're making long status updates about all these crazy things. And I do the same thing. But and they're tracking all that. They're tracking all your thoughts. That's what they're doing. You're logging your thoughts down for them. It sounds crazy to think a website can track your thoughts, but that's what they've pretty much done. They've made it so popular and cool to track and share everything. Everything that you click like on, you don't think that they've been storing that to build a profile on you? Of course they have.
Yep.
It's crazy stuff, man. It sucks, too, because it's a great way to communicate.
Right.
You know? When used right,
you know,
it's a great way to communicate.
It just makes you wonder. No, you know, it just makes you wonder because, you know, when is this going to be enough? And is there ever going to be anything that's going to come out that's going to give us real privacy? And even if there was, would we want it if all of our other friends were not going over to it? Or
no, we wouldn't.
You know, because that's a big thing about Facebook is, you know, it's being used. Like a lot of people like us, that people that are involved in, you know, I guess you can call it activism, call it whatever you know you want. But you know, a lot of us are on here to try to get the people that don't think like we do to somewhat see our views. You know, so I mean, obviously, if those other people are not, what good is it being on an all, you know, I hate this word, but I'm going to use it for lack of a better term, an all truther site or an all, you know, I think you end up in a bubble like that. If you're not seeing how dumb your average person is every day. And I don't mean to sound coy or sound, you know, above anyone. Let's not say dumb. Let's say ignorant. Because a lot of these people out there are not dumb, you know. They're just totally willfully ignorant.
Yeah,
you know.
No, that's
I know many cases of it. College diplomas, you know, and everything, and they just feel that they're, you know, somewhat and for some reason that they're more intelligent than everyone else, and you know. But that's part of the indoctrination system.
No, that's why we try so hard what we do. We know they're not dumb. We know they just need to have that one major thing come across like 9/11 was for us. You know what I mean? And if you could just get that across to them. That's why we always try with 9/11, because it's so big. If you can get them to believe that, I mean, you can get them to believe, you know, pretty much anything, because, you know, it's just crazy, you know? It's just crazy that people are – I don't know, because I used to be in that same mindset where, you know, I didn't think the way I do now, and I was that way my whole life. But you know what? Nobody ever presented it to me. If people presented the information to me, I would have been like, wow. It kind of bothers me when people just, like, won't look. They brush it off. It really drives me nuts.
Oh, yeah. No, it's – you know, we were talking about this earlier, and we both have friends that are willfully ignorant to it, and – you know, like I said, you know, I tried showing my friend a picture of, you know, just showing him the WTC7, and just said, you know, hey, was that right? You know, this is what they're presenting as happening at 5:30 that afternoon. You know, and he just said, well, that didn't happen. I didn't hear about it type thing. And that was it. Didn't want to hear anymore. Didn't want to talk about it. You know, that's what we're dealing with here.
That's ridiculous. It didn't happen because he never heard about it. It didn't happen.
What was that?
I said because he didn't hear about it. It never happened.
Right, exactly. Because the news wasn't telling him about it, and you know, it took until I think 2007 until Fox News even announced it, and even then, they did it on Geraldo, which was a. You know, nobody watches Geraldo for one, and for two, nobody believes him anyway. So, I mean, you know, they didn't have one of their heavyweights come out and actually, you know, talk about the strange, you know, the strange, you know, collapse of Building 7, regardless of when it took place or what, you know, whatever they tried to show us as that building, you know, collapsing at whatever time it did is just insane. The people bought that was happening because of a building next to it was on fire.
Yeah, that's absolutely pretty ridiculous. We lost connection for a second. We apologize about that, everybody. We lost connection for about 5 seconds. Speaking about that, real quick, we're not going to do a whole 9/11 thing again. We already, you know, did that on the last two shows pretty much. I just wanted to say that it was a good thing to see veterans today actually put a couple of real 9/11 articles out. I suggest you guys take a look at it. I put the link to one of them on it's either on the Real News Radio page on our website, therealnewsonline.com. Go to the Real News Radio page or the home page. I put the link on one of the pages. I said props to veterans today, and I left the link. Check the little 9/11 article out. It's only a page, but they're actually talking about how much of a scam it was, and you know, they're briefly touching along the lines of some of the things that we said and, you know, other people have said before us. And there's actually about – by that one author, he did about 3 or 4 articles on it where, you know, he talks about, you know, it being just a media event and the whole fakeness of the whole day. And it was good to see – I know they're not like a huge site, but it's good to see another site out there actually talk about these things because so far there's really only been 2 sites really talking about it at all. Let's Roll Forums and September Clues. I mean, there's not really too many sites talking about the whole angle like that. So it was good to see veterans today put some real – I was surprised. I didn't think that they would put that up there.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. Lately I've been seeing a lot of the stuff that we've been talking about, seeing in a lot of different places just by doing different Google searches. And, you know, the thing is we're not alone in thinking this. Just a lot of people, for one – they may understand some of it. They haven't put the whole thing together, or maybe they're skeptical because of what they've been taught, you know, in the regular truth movement. You know, I had a buddy a couple weeks ago. This is a good researcher, and he told me, he was asking, you know, where should I go for more info? And I said, go to Let's Roll Forums and you know, in September Clues, and you know, make sure you watch Clues first. And he said, well, I was told to stay away from those sites, you know, or I've always stayed away, you know. And
yeah,
that's
of course
the thing,
you were.
You know, right? How could you stay away from a site if it's, you know, possibly has some new truths on it? It doesn't make any sense.
No, it doesn't. And if people are telling you to stay away from it, maybe that's raising a red flag and you should check it out. You always got to check it out for yourselves, guys. And we understand that people do that to you. We know how that is. And that's why it's not easy. This 9/11 thing and you know, other issues that we look into, it's not easy. You got to devote a lot of time into it, man. People think that we came across this. And we, you know, I'm not even like one of the people that dug this information up. I just happened to be, you know, out there and finding it in bits and pieces. And, you know, other people are already putting it together. I'm not the one that dug up any of that, you know, and not really. I mean, little parts of my story, yeah. I mean, I came to certain realizations, but some of that stuff, I mean, most of that stuff's already been out there for, you know, a good 8-10 months before I found out about it. But it's hidden. That's the thing. People try and keep you away from those sites. And if your buddy would have made his way over to Let's Roll or to September Clues a lot earlier, then he probably would have, you know, this information wouldn't have been new to him. He would have already known about all of this, and he would have been maybe picking it apart already, right?
Exactly. You know, and that's the point. You know, I think the litmus is you know, the whole thing of when it comes to the planes. You know, once you realize that, hey, there was not any type of, you know, not a drone, not an airplane, not, you know, whatever. That's
nothing.
The litmus of real research and the same fluff that we've been hearing. You know, the other fluff was, it was good for a few years, but
yep.
Since we have new information, we go on. You know, that's
yeah,
what
we
do.
Have a caller.
That's
we have
what
a caller,
we
Justin.
Doing.
We have a caller.
Okay.
Hey, caller, you're live on Real News Radio with Justin Cook and Brian Stavely.
Yeah, hi. How are you guys doing? I'm calling from Manitoba. I just happened to be at a Richard Gage Architects and Engineer thing last night in Winnipeg, and I wondered if I could make a couple of comments about it.
Sure, you can say whatever you like.
Probably the biggest one is that he really had the crowd in the palm of his hand with what he was producing, and there's a lot of more awakeness because of it. And they had really good quality posters all along the university corridors, and it really did look pretty good, even though he mentioned the word plane many times.
Yeah, well, you know, I'll tell you this. With guys like that, if he's taking regular people that don't know about 9/11 at all, and they don't know it was an inside job and that the government did it, you know that it wasn't
right.
Osama bin Laden, then I think it's a good thing
right.
that he's at least waking those people up. But he knows he's not pushing the real truth of what happened that day.
I'm sure he does, but I just
and that's
like
a
to
problem,
vote in his favor,
you know?
For what he's doing a little bit, you know. But anyways, I got a couple questions for you.
Justin.
Yeah, how you doing, Brian?
Yeah, sorry, we dropped the call or two. We're back on the air though, and he had some. I really want him to call back. Caller, wherever you are, I know I'm hoping that you're listening right now. Justin, could you put something in the chat? Because I can't see the chat. Could you just tell them that we're back on the air?
Yep.
And ask the caller to call back in. Just put it up there as quick as you can. Yeah, I'm sorry that happened, guys. What's happening right now is my internet's down, and I've been using the I can actually use my cell phone to run everything, but it happened. A friggin' call came in, and it cut down the internet. It doesn't always do that, but once in a while that happens, and hopefully it won't happen again tonight.
Brian's friends stopped texting and calling Brian. You can talk to them after the show. What are we doing here, you know? No, I don't know. So anyway, you know, we're back up here. Contreras can hear us now. Awesome. Yes, I mean, you know, getting back into that. Hopefully, the caller will call back in. You know, and like you said about Gage, yeah. You know, and I think there is a place for a lot of these people out there. You know, there's a place for the loose changes. There's a place for a lot of these things. But I think that at some point, that a lot of people have to take. You know, if you're interested in the real truth of it, you know, I think that you have to look into a lot of this other stuff. And sometimes, say that, hey, the smoking gun is not necessarily what we've been told it is. I do think that for waking people up right out of the box, you know, that a lot of that, you know, whether it's thermite or just the controlled demolition hypothesis, whatever, you know, I think that's good just to show people, just to show them that it wasn't what they've told it was. What they've been told it was, but then, you know, if I just think for the serious researchers, the ones that have been, that are really worried about the truth behind it, you know, they need to go on and really, dig into it a little more, you know, and I think that there's a, you know, a, not a scared, you know, it's almost like a precaution that they don't want to step into no man's land as far as. You know, they've been told to not visit these sites, and, you know, and it's really sad that you know, that people are being denied information, that want information, you know?
Yeah, you know, that's what and I hope the caller calls back, and I hope, did you put the message up in the chat for everybody, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, they know we dropped and we're back up. Yeah.
Yeah, guys, we're back up. If that happens again, just refresh your page. Give it like 60 seconds and refresh. Yeah, I think we're getting a call right now, so maybe it's the same caller. Hopefully it is. Real News Radio, you're live on the air. Brian Stavely and Justin Cook.
Yeah, hi. I'm the guy that got cut off.
Okay, sorry about that. Nice. That wasn't you. That was my internet.
I understand. Anyways, I have a couple questions I wonder if I could ask you. One is, when do you think the video fakery began for Building 7?
I don't know. That's a really good question. You know, and I've kind of stayed away from Building 7 a little bit as far as how much of it was video fakery. I am in the belief that at least with the Twin Towers, everything that we saw was not the real footage of when the buildings came down. With Building 7, okay. I tend to probably think the same thing because of the speed it came down and everything. I'm thinking it's the same idea, but I'm really not sure.
Okay.
What do you think?
Well, yes, and Justin?
Yeah. No, I know he was talking to you, but Brian, I just wanted to say, what about the fact that you had Building 7 missing from earlier shots, whatever, is that just
oh, yeah.
Shots,
yeah,
you know?
That's a good point. You know, what Justin's talking about is a video that I have, I don't know if you've seen it, caller, it's in our 9/11 special blog, you can check it out after. They show the two towers collapsing, and as Tower 2 is collapsing, Building 7 just disappears off the screen. So I think
did see that.
Yeah, okay. So I think that, you know, I don't think any of what we saw was real as far as that goes, actually. So I don't really understand what you're asking me. I'm kind of confused.
Okay,
you asking me if I thought that was real at all?
Or... too, right?
What's that?
Yeah. Okay, next question.
Sure.
Okay. Richard Gage used a lot of bomb witness video and testimony. Some of that is probably real, right?
I tend to think that pretty much the scene around the towers was very, very controlled, as in cordoned off. You know, a certain number of blocks were totally cordoned off, and everybody inside the we'll call it the taped off area or whatever. Everybody inside was pretty much in
but
on
they still
it.
Could
so
have heard some,
yeah, I mean, there could have been people outside that could have heard some bombs. I think as far as with the second plane goes. Obviously, there was no plane, but I think that they did have an explosion on the building for people that might have been looking up at the towers. And those people that didn't see the plane but saw an explosion, most of them are going to tell people that they saw the plane just to go along with the story and act like they were there and they seen it.
Right. Okay. I'd just like to add that my latest shockers in the whole thing from listening to you guys and Marcus Allen is – the jumpers being fake, that just floored me. And I looked, and yep, I think you're right.
It's true, right?
That was amazing.
Were we making that up? No, it's true. I mean, you can look at any of them. It's all fake. I mean, look at the photoshopping going on. It's unbelievable.
You can't deny it. You got people
like 50 feet away from the building, and it's just like at some point it's like, they're really just insulting our intelligence with some of these pictures.
Right.
That was one of the things.
The people in the windows, too. Yeah.
Right.
So, one thing that Marcus Allen had said I thought was interesting is he said the only thing that got hijacked that day were the airwaves. And I've been thinking about that ever since. What do you think of that?
I think the airwaves and our emotions.
There was no planes hijacked. There's no way about it that they would have risked a hijacking to this type of operation. They would have risked a bunch of some say yeah. So I mean, no, he's totally right. The only thing that they got hijacked was the airwaves. However they did it with a jammer or EMP or whatever.
But for how long? How long do you think the airwaves were hijacked? All day or just for 102 minutes or
no, all day.
7 or
all day.
All day.
All day.
Okay. So all the helicopters and everything was all hijacked.
All day. And if you remember, they didn't let any independent footage out, like as far as local stations. I mean, I don't mean independent. I mean like local stations. It was just the four major stations. And they told you that everything from everybody else had their antennas on top of the World Trade Center, and that's why they were blacked out. I mean, what a bunch of bullshit. I'm sorry.
Because they had
the four major networks controlled out of one control station, Who even knows – how much of it was actual. I mean, so much of it was probably just the tape they popped in. I mean, you know what I mean? So much of it was done ahead of time. I didn't put so many of the videos in my blog, but I have some other ones up on my YouTube channel. If you look in my folder that's set up for that type of stuff. Okay, good. And you've seen the videos of the people at the Pentagon from Fox giving the interview, and he's talking about how many people are dead at the Pentagon, and it's like 11:30 at night on 9/11, allegedly, and the Pentagon's behind them, and it's not even damaged. It's like, well, what's going on here?
Right. Yeah.
And that's because it was pre-taped. I'm not saying the Pentagon. Yeah. Go ahead.
I put hundreds and hundreds of hours researching this and looking into it, and last night at Richard Gage's thing, I met lots of people that have put hundreds and hundreds of hours in it, but don't know anything about the planes.
It's unbelievable, isn't it? It's amazing. It's amazing. Yeah. And it's I don't know what it is, because I don't know if for the I understand that some people just haven't gotten to this information, but once you see it, how do you not want to dig in and see if it's real? And then once you start seeing that everything adds up and everything, this is how everything went down, your eyes don't lie to you, man. Once you see buildings disappear in front of you on what's supposed to be a live shot or a real video, then they try to cover it up and say, oh, that was recorded earlier. Okay, so when you recorded it earlier, what type of video camera did you use that made the building disappear? Because I got to get one of those.
Exactly. Another thing I'd like to mention is one of the things that did it for me is the butter plane and the nose out. The very first time I saw that years ago, I knew something was wrong.
Yeah,
so I asked a few guys like that last night, and they just said, oh, I don't know. I don't know what happened.
Do you see the agenda there? That's the problem. That's the problem, because you know that some of these people have looked at that. You know that all of those people – they're not all ignorant to the fact about the planes. A lot of them have looked at it, and they're purposely telling you that it's wrong, and that's a problem.
Right. Well, I maybe only talked to 10 or 15 people, so it wasn't the whole crowd. The hall was right full. Must have been 300-400 people in there.
And where was this?
Very good. Anyways, Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada.
Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada?
Yeah, they're doing bunch of cities up here.
So they're touring around doing a bullshit tour.
Yeah, but they're waking people up. Like, I came home thinking they're doing a good thing. Like, I know he's not saying everything.
I'll tell you what, if they get if it does happen where they get a new investigation out of it, I'll be all for it. You know, at least
that's not their goal. That can't be their goal. It's not. Their goal is to lead everybody in circles and keep them distracted with all the BS rabbit trails. That's their goal.
Right. But he did say very clearly that he thinks all those responsible, actually naming, you know, hinting at names, that's treason. And when that's treason, they should be executed. Is that the way it goes?
Yeah, I agree with that. I can't disagree with that. Yeah. I said at the beginning, like I said, if they're waking a lot of people up, and people, just like I said, what woke me up, for instance, okay, is the same type of crap. It was loose change, okay? And I mean, loose change is just as bad as Richard Gage, if not worse, okay? But it woke me up to the point where now I investigate everything. And if I never saw that, then I might not be here today. So I know exactly what you're saying. I really do. I do know what you're saying.
Well, you got to start. You have to start somewhere. Starting at Hollow Towers is a tough call. But if you work your way up...
I agree. You know, and like I said, that's the thing. For the people out there, you know, that haven't seen this information, you know, there's nothing wrong with it. And I'm glad that you've made it as far, you know, that people have made it as far as they have. But since there's new info out there, at least look at it with an open mind without shrugging it off first. That's all I say. You know, I have nothing against the people out there that are just going out and want to inform people about Building 7 and inform people about, you know, about a lot of the other anomalies that day.
Right.
But you mean to tell me that within these communities where people are already awake to that fact that we can't have a civil discussion about planes and no planes without being called COINTELPRO, you know, or any of the CGI stuff?
And we're the ones that are totally right, and we have video proof of it. If the people would just look at the friggin' evidence, I mean, I'll be honest with you.
Right.
I never understood what the big deal was about the second plane until I learned about what counterintelligence was and what these people were trying to do. I never understood how people didn't get it, but I understand now. They purposely don't get it. They get it. They're just pretending they don't get it because they don't want you to get it. Because once you get that the second plane isn't real, you realize that they do this on 9/11 and you're looking for this everywhere. And guess what? You're going to find it everywhere. If you're willing to put the hundreds of hours in like you have or like I have or like Justin has, and you've gone through the ground zero picks and you've gone through the jumper picks, and now that you're looking for Photoshopping and video fakery and stuff like that, it's everywhere. Yeah. You're not looking for thermite and bombs and explosions anymore. When you're looking for that, you don't even see the other stuff. You're looking through it with a whole new set of eyes now.
Okay, do you think the debris pile pictures in Judy Wood's book, which I have, are fake?
I have heard rumors from people. Well, I've heard from people that I would consider a good source that they have run those pictures through something and they were fake, but I cannot confirm that myself. So I don't like to say rumors, and I shouldn't have even said that because it's on the radio. But and I haven't checked it myself. Right. But somebody that I would consider trustable, and I would go on their word on something. They told me that those pictures were not real. But I don't think it matters either way, really.
Some of the pictures in her website that turned me on to were, believe it or not, were Building 6. You know how it's cut out? That's kind of like a cylinder hole, and then there's a photo of inside it, and there's nothing in there.
Yep.
That really turned me on. So I was just wondering if that's fake, because I'd be crushed if it was.
I don't know if it is, but I'll tell you what is fake. Her most famous video. Her most famous video is that the steel spires video when the tower is collapsing and you see the steel dustify like she's talking about. Well, that's because you're looking at a computer-generated effect. You're simply looking at a graphic. You can't judge that. You can't talk about that that's what steel does and that's what steel did that day. They did that to float the whole – it backs up – if you think about it, even though it's Judy Wood and it's so far off from the official story, again – it backs up the official story. How does it do it? It gives you the idea that all this stuff can vaporize along with the people, and that's why there's no bodies. It does. It backs it up again.
Right.
It really does.
It doesn't vaporize.
Yeah. No, neither do people. Okay. Thank you very much for calling. I'm really glad. And that's really good that you told us about that Richard Gage thing. That's good. Thanks for calling, and I hope you can listen in next week.
I'll always listen in. Thanks.
All right, buddy. Have a good one. Bye. All right.
Just wanted to say what's up to Trevor from Freethink Radio, who's in the chat right now. They're also simulcasting our show. Great network. So, you know, any night during the week while we're not on, if you want to listen to some good radio, check them out. True North, especially at 9 Eastern, Monday through Friday. So, I mean, you know, totally, a great call right there. And I think that, you know, people, you know, like I said, you know, some of this to your first people breaking into 9/11, I don't really expect you to understand.
I wouldn't start with this. Even though I know this is right, I wouldn't start with this. I'd start with something else.
Right.
I wouldn't start with a lie, but I wouldn't start with this.
Right. But the thing is there's stuff here that people have to see that have been researching this stuff for 10 years, you know, and the fact that you haven't seen it is just deplorable because, you know, this was just this just spotted up by a bunch of independent people that sitting there watching and realizing that, hey, this is, you know, they started off saying, well, hey, the plane hits were fake. What else is fake? And you look and you see smoke machines. You look and you see, you know, all this other stuff. And then you look at the info and see, wait, these buildings were mostly empty a few years ago. And now all of a sudden they're saying they were full. Something doesn't sound right about this, you know. And then you look in the SST, you know, just a quick rerun of all the info. There's so much of it. You'd have to listen to our 9/11 shows and read Brian's blog and check out the info that coincides with it. I know we have a couple of new people in the chat. But, you know, it's just a total another step down the rabbit hole. And I think it's another step, you know, probably the closest that we know of the truth about what happened on that day. What do you think,
Brian? Yeah, it feels good to really to get all that disinfo and kind of brush it off of us now and finally see the real picture. and you know, the real picture finally makes it makes a lot more sense. Not that I like what's going on, not at all. There's still people dying overseas from this. This has still been used against us in so many ways. Just because 3,000 people didn't die that day, people have still you know, died in other ways because of 9/11 has had a big effect on the world. I mean, it really has. And you know, it was this scripted media event, and I'm so happy that at least we're finally starting to realize what it was. But like Justin said, if you've been studying this for 10 years and you haven't looked into this, I mean, you're an honest researcher, you're doing yourself the biggest disservice you could ever do. Because this is it. This is what you've been waiting for. It's sitting right there waiting for you to grab it. You just got to research it. And no, it's not going to be, you know, all handed to you on a platter. There's a lot of stuff you're going to have to look into, and you're going to have to be willing to do what you try and get everybody else to do. You're going to have to admit you were wrong. And not only are you going to admit you were wrong, you were going to have to admit you were wrong on 9/11. Everything you thought you knew about 9/11, you can pretty much throw it in the trash. That's the fact. All the stuff you learned in Loose Change or from Alex Jones or from people in Russia Today or interviews on YouTube and all this other nonsense, it was all propaganda.
Right.
To make you believe that this event happened. This horrible event happened. I can't see the chat tonight, guys. I apologize about that. So, you know, if you guys say anything to me, I'm just going to, you know, Justin will let me know or whatever. Anybody that's new tonight, you know, if you're a little lost right now and we can't go through all the stuff right now, when we get off the air, go to the page that says New 9/11 Radio Special and Blog and just listen to that and just follow along and look at the evidence as we pointed out to you. And you'll start to see the picture. And, yeah, it's a long show. It's a 4-hour presentation, actually. But you know what? That's nothing. It should be 10 hours. I mean, I don't even get all the information in there. You still got to do research after that. I'm just trying to give people the basics, the run-up of it. Just me giving the basics of all this new side of it took me 4 hours. I mean, it takes a long time.
Right. You know, that's the thing is, you know, it's not for the faint-hearted. You have to really be awake, you know, awake to what's going on. You know, but I think that's something. So, you know, anyone out there, check that out. But Brett, what else did we have? We were gonna crack into tonight.
Well, while we're on 9/11, you know, there's some propaganda on Fox News I saw today. Like I said, I was poking around on the mainstream sites a little today just to see what was going on. I haven't been on Facebook in the last few days. Talked to my groups and everybody I talked to over there. So I was just I've been kind of out of the loop for a few days, and I've been doing a little something else on the side. So. They were pushing this Osama bin Laden propaganda. Just to throw his name out there still, even though he's supposedly dead for the 9th time or whatever, they want to talk about these 5 safe houses he stayed in Pakistan and the kids that he had and stuff that his wife did and all this nonsense. And, you know, you'll hear people in the alternative media push this whole angle about how Osama bin Laden was CIA, he was run by the government, this, that, and the other thing. And it sounds, you know, it sounds plausible. It sounds like that's what we should be following. I mean, it does, right? But when you start to realize the whole thing that we're telling you, you know, with September 11th, and Osama bin Laden's the big villain from that, you got to question on if this guy was really a CIA asset or if this guy is just totally made up. Right. I tend to think he's just totally made up, and I can't prove that, okay? And I am speculating right now, but I'm not buying it.
I'll tell you what. Here's my opinion on it. I believe Osama bin Laden, there was a real guy named Osama bin Laden, and I do believe he was a U.S. agent, you know, was used during the Mujahideen thing. However, at one point, they decided to make him the bad guy, and during this whole time he was under their control, you know, and the fact of the matter is, you know, whoever was the original guy, even if you don't believe in Osama bin Laden, whoever was playing him obviously died out because they had to use a new guy as this character.
And that's obvious, you know, if you watch the videos, it's obvious that they have two different guys.
Totally obvious. You don't need to be you know, Dallas Goldbug, LOL, or you know, someone like that, you know, to line up the ears. You could just look at this guy and say that's a different guy. I'm joking, by the way. I don't buy any of Dallas Gold's recent matches, but back to what I was saying though is you know, Brian just talked about, you know, the whole thing with Bin Laden, and yet everything is coordinated at the same time. You look at National Geographic is also running a special on SEAL Team 6, you know, and that's what they do. They swing public emotion this way, just like they did during, you know, the 10th anniversary of 9/11. They made sure that they showed the falling man over and over again to put the jumper image in your mind. You know, they showed all these other things and talked to these, you know, these so-called witnesses and these, you know, it's really just insane. And to the average person looking at it, you know, to even get through, you know, I don't know. I can't imagine people still believing that it was, you know, 19 cavemen, but I don't know. There is, you know, a good amount of the population that does, but.
Oh, they really do. That's the thing. Okay. So let's say it doesn't see even if Justin's right or I'm right, and we both have a little bit different opinion on this, either way, you don't need to be scared of this guy, and you never did. And that's the point.
No.
You know, that's the main point. And they still want to push that whole boogeyman angle, even though the guy's supposedly dead, because that's what they wanted to use for whatever agenda they were trying to push then. Now it's, oh, you know, they want to bring his name back up again, and it's going to be endless, you know. I think they're bringing this out because that whole Coney thing blew up in their face, honestly. So let's try the whole Bin Laden thing again. See if we can throw his name around a few times.
Yeah, it makes you wonder. Although, you know, I can still, you know, talking about Coney, I can still see them going through with this because as much as we knew that it blew up in their face, I still think that there's people out there that still might say, well, hey, you know, we don't trust the people that put out that video, but we still think this guy needs to be gotten rid of, and we still support military intervention.
Well, we got a chat coming in. I don't know if it's somebody that's listening right now. It was a Facebook chat that just came in to me. It says it's from somebody named Steve Davis. Hey Brian, how come when I post an article on Alex Jones on my wall, people refute it and post an InfoWars video to dismantle it? Laugh my ass off. People just don't get it. I got the link from your wall and thought it was great.
Wow.
Well, that's, you know, because people, I think, are lazy. People are lazy researchers. They want to call themselves researchers, but no, you're not a researcher. You might be a truther, but you're not a researcher. What do you think?
Yeah,
I'm not trying to insult anybody, but you know what I'm saying.
You know, I think it has to do with the same thing as far as, you know, the Ron Paul thing out there, and I'm talking about the people that just have blind faith in him and think that, hey, this guy is going to do, you know, everything that he said when in reality you're just going and repeating slogans and repeating stuff that you've heard him and his other followers say. Some of them actually know what his platform is, and some of them out there are just saying what they, you know, what makes, you know, what resonates to them, and a lot of it they don't understand. And I think that it's the same thing, you know, as far as 9/11, I think a lot of people just watched Loose Change and then became a truther, and that's the end of the story, you know. And I think that, you know, like you said, there's a difference between researchers and there's a difference between activists, and, you know, and you can be both. But, you know, the people out there that are just out there sloganeering, you know, I think at some point you have to do your own research, or else you're going to keep falling into the bullshit. You know, there's stuff out there meant to totally confuse you, meant to take you off the track of things, and you may buy into them because, you know, somebody that you support is backing it. And I'm not saying, you know, it's just really, you know, it's one of these things where there's, you know, good things and lesser evils, and, you know, there's some things that, you know, that are good that are being said, and then, you know, there's some bad things. And if you don't look into it for yourself, sometimes you're not going to find these, because as far as we know, you know, and it's becoming more and more apparent every day that almost every big name in the truth movement is either totally in the fold in their pocket, or on the other hand is just working, making money and throwing a few pieces out there. You know, in other words, some of these people are intentionally feeding you bullshit. You know, and that's the point out there is that, you know, you have to, you know, even if me and Brian say it, you know, hey, double check it, call us on it. That's the thing. That's what researchers do. Researchers don't just take information blindly.
You don't watch a movie that somebody else made and call that research. That's part of the research, but you got to do research upon that. You got to break down your own things. You got to break down the evidence yourself.
Exactly.
Yep. Some people just don't know. You know. Some people just don't know. Well, guys, we're gonna take a quick we're gonna take a quick 3-minute break, and we'll be right back. You're listening to Real News Radio with Brian Stavely and Justin Cook. I think we pretty much wrapped up with 9/11, right? It was good to get a call on it tonight. I mean, I wasn't really planning on talking about it. That was a good call, though, wasn't it?
Yeah, totally. You know, there's someone right there that, you know, had only known a certain narrative and decided to look into it, and already has changed their mind on a lot of this stuff. So, I mean, you know, I think that it's you know, we're definitely making some progress there.
Yeah, and you heard him. You heard him say that he put hundreds of hours of research in, and he's gone down the whole road, guys. So don't feel bad if you've gone through the whole loose change thing. Even September Clues a long time ago, when you first saw it, probably like I did, you probably realized the second plane was fake. You probably realized there was some type of digital fakery going on, but you didn't really have a grasp on really what it all meant. You know, I don't think any of us did really back then. And don't, you know, say you've watched all the stuff. Say Jesse Ventura, you know, Jason Burmis, Dr. Stephen Jones, Richard Gage. Don't feel bad to finally have to admit that, hey, There's something wrong here. Something just doesn't add up because you know what? Something doesn't add up about their stories. And, you know, real quick before we get off it, let's just go over a couple of the quick points that they can't explain. Why is there not one video of the 47,000 people that supposedly exited the World Trade Center and made it out? Where are they? Where's the video of it? I mean, no reporter is going to miss that shot. They were streaming out of the building for an hour, supposedly, before it came down. There's not one video.
I would have thought that shot would have won a Pulitzer. You know, they would have been fighting over that shot.
Exactly. And you don't have that shot anywhere. You had an hour to get it. In New York, media capital of the world, don't give me any crap that reporters weren't down there. They were all over the place, okay? But the thing is, they were all controlled. They were shooting certain things, and that was something that they couldn't shoot because they couldn't have people coming out of the building because that was a risk. That was a problem. They weren't going to put anybody in danger. The buildings were emptied out a long time before, and none of those popular sites that we talked about or popular people in the truth movement can explain any of that. They all want to push the plane myths, okay? Guys, there was no plane. If anybody still stuck up on that, please just go look at some of the pictures I posted in my 9/11 blog. Please. I mean, you got the plane stuck halfway in the building. And for these people, after 10 years of researching that, you got it stuck halfway in the building, guys, and the building's not broken, I should say, okay? And that can't happen. A cement building cannot not break when a plane smashes into it, okay? I mean, that just doesn't happen. And you got the plane halfway embedded, and the building's not broken. I mean, just look at the pictures. Look at the video. Such a sloppy job was done on that. You can actually pause it yourself. Go ahead.
Even right there, I mean, you know, the whole fact that the plane wouldn't have smashed into a million pieces and they wouldn't have broke through those structural beams and concrete. It wouldn't. There's no way it would have made it through two to three. I think they said two and a half were damaged or something like that by the plane hit. You know, I don't care how fast it's going. That's aluminum. You know. Just think of it, you know. Just think of firing something made of aluminum. Even if you fired at 500 miles an hour, which is pretty impossible for, one of those Boeings to go. But you know, not impossible, but it's hard to do, you know, to control it and everything. Let's just say you were flying $500 into a steel door, you know, or just imagine it like that. You're gonna get a splat. And then, you know, it's really just going to be whatever falls off the aluminum, you know, whatever pieces are made of steel or aren't totally attached. You know, it's going to end up like hitting like a cheese grater. You know, a little bit would make it through and the rest would just, you know, fall to the ground right below it.
Yeah, and that's why you have
sticking out of the building looking like a bad Looney Tunes.
Yeah, it wouldn't make a cutout of an airplane shape inside the side of the building, guys. I'm sorry, that just would not happen, okay? I mean, that's just not believable. And if you've seen the nose-out shot, that's a big piece of evidence, too, because the plane's nose is made of fiberglass, okay? So not only is the aluminum not smashing through the concrete, do you think the fiberglass is? No. It's going to smash into a million pieces, guys. That's like, think about the bumper of your car. Would the bumper of your car ever be able to make it through the concrete outside walls of the World Trade Center, even if your car was going 500 miles an hour? No, it would smash. It wouldn't penetrate.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous. You know, we don't mean to keep, you know, going down the whole same road with this stuff, but this is important, you know, and these are the questions that these people won't answer. They'll avoid, okay? These are the questions that they'll avoid, okay? Guys, just think about this. They opened Wall Street and the schools around there or whatever 10 days later. 10 days later when there's supposedly 3,000 people in a pile, don't you think it would have stunk pretty bad, like death down there? You think they would have really opened Wall Street with 3,000 people supposedly still in a pile? I mean, come on.
Right.
Just think about it. Just think about it. It doesn't make any sense. Look at some of the videos I posted from the next day. The where the building used to stand looks like almost like a soccer field, for Christ's sakes. I mean, it's almost flat. It's ridiculous. It should have been 30 to 40 stories of debris for each tower. And you just don't have that. These people don't want to talk about the lack of debris. I'm not going to go down the whole list, and I don't have it in front of me, but everything is missing from that pile. Guys, look, go through the debris pile. You know, take the hours it takes.
Take the tens of hours, the hundreds of hours to go through the debris pitches and look for the file cabinets, look for the computers, look for the thousands of miles of phone cord and carpeting. And you don't see any of it. None of it's there. Where was it all? Where was it? It's not there. Where's all the elevator doors? They're not there. None of them. What's going on here? Certainly, directed energy weapons and airplanes don't explain that.
Anything made of metal, anything made of concrete, anything made of anything, even plastic, you're going to find pieces of plastic. You're going to find, you know.
What do they think this jet fuel was made out of? Like the antimatter from outer space or something?
Yeah, seriously. You know, it's
I can't believe I used to buy that from Superman.
It comes from Superman's nutsack. You know, it really makes you wonder. And not even that, but even all these other exotic, you know, let's be real. Why would you, you wouldn't need to use these crazy weapons and everything if the building was gutted, as, you know, as we've seen from the art students, everything else. If you look at the pictures, you'll see, hey, that was the thing. It was gutted. That's why you don't need any of these crazy weapons, Judy Woods, direct energy or anything else. You know,
absolutely.
It's that simple.
The answer is a lot simpler than people want to make it. I heard somebody say to me a couple weeks ago, well, the logical thing is what Dr. Judy Wood is saying. And I'm like, that's the logical thing? That a weapon that you've never seen before, that we don't even know, you know, if when powerful enough would ever exist to do half of the job that they're trying to say did is what did this, is more logical than to look into the evidence that shows the buildings were actually emptied out? At one point there were some companies in there, and you know there were still probably a couple at the end, you know, but not with people in them. I mean, you know, like the Windows of the World, for instance. I mean, we know that was still there. I mean, it was an operating thing because that was part of the illusion. That was up at the top of the tower along with the observation deck,
right.
and that's where they would have foot traffic coming from the people coming out of the subway and whatever else going up and down and making it look like these busy office buildings. That was part of the logistics of it.
And also the sky lobby was another part, and
exactly.
What was it? And then was the bottom lobby. You had to have a few places that people wouldn't realize this place was relatively empty. You know, and obviously
they don't need access to every floor.
No.
You give them access to 5, 6, 10 floors, they're gonna think it's a full building. They're just gonna think they don't have the proper access and clearance to get on the other floors. They're not really gonna raise a red flag about it. I mean, for the most part, you know. Maybe somebody that was like if there really was like a janitor, like a Willie Rodriguez, that wasn't a fraud, that like a real janitor that worked there, you know, all these years, that maybe would be somebody that might notice something was going on because, hey, why am I not allowed to go clean these floors, yada, yada, yada type of thing. But as far as regular people in business suits that might even work on one of the other floors, like say the Bank of America or something, I think it was on like the 14th, 15th, 16th floor around there. You know, you could have a bank and you could have regular customers come in off the street, take the elevator up to that bank and use any one of those floors for the bank, but just not give them access for another 20 floors. And then, you know, you have another one business or so, and, you know, you leave it open to the public so people can see that they can stop at that floor. You know, they don't have to have access to every floor to raise an alarm. And that's, you know.
Right.
I don't think structurally.
What it is, Brian, too, is I think, you know, on certain floors, you know, the ones that did show up on the elevator, and just in case you got off it, it was either a Port Authority floor, maybe, or it was just, you know, a front office for Martian McLennan that would make you think that, hey, you know, you might just have a secretary sitting there.
Exactly. A secretary with a desk with two doors behind her that you can't get past without a key card, and really back there is nothing.
Right,
for everybody listening too, that you know sat through our 9/11 show a couple of weeks ago, and went through all that evidence that I put up. I actually came across some more pictures of the 91st and the 92nd floor, pretty much totally stripped out, like in those other pictures that I put up. I have a lot more pictures of it that really go to show the expansiveness of it, how wide of an area was open, and I'll get those pictures up by tomorrow. So visit the website tomorrow, therealnewsonline.com. I'm not quite sure where I'll put it yet. I'll tell you what I'll do is I'll put it, I'll add it into the 9/11 special and radio blog, and I'll add it like where the I'll put it in the top exhibit, exhibit A. I'll put them right in there at the end of it. I'll put the new pictures up on the 91st floor so you guys can see it. It's just further backing up what we've already known and what we've already said. It's nothing new to any of you that have already heard all this information. It's just it's new pictures that you haven't seen yet. None of you have seen it, I'm pretty sure, because I just saw them for the first time probably a week ago. I think I showed you, Justin. I don't think I showed anybody else yet. I know I didn't share them online or anything like that. So, it's always good to talk about that. Go ahead.
Trevor in the chat's talking about the tightrope pick. I'm guessing he's referring to the what was his name that walked across
between the two towers. What about the pick? I don't see what Trevor's writing. I can't see the chat right now.
No, he's just saying you've seen the tightrope pick. Maybe he's talking about something from that day. I'm not sure.
Well, maybe on the tightrope pick, you could kind of see the hollowness of the towers. Is that what he's trying to say?
Oh, right. That would make sense.
I think that might have been an issue with the tightrope pick. I don't really remember. I think so. There was a movie called like Silva or something like that. I have a link to it on my YouTube. It was made in 73, and you can see. Now, people will still argue, the towers weren't occupied yet, but we do have paperwork that shows that the floors that you can see, again, were supposed to have companies on them. Yes, this is only a year after the tower was, was put up, but, those floors were supposed to be finished. You know, they were. They were already supposed to be done in 72. And it's not the best shot, but you can actually see it in a motion picture.
Right.
Yep.
All right, I think 9/11 so far we beat it like a dead horse. So as long as we're gonna keep letting you know of new developments and whatnot. I had something I wanted to bring up. I think it's a good topic to talk about. This has a lot to do with just in general the diet and everything that's going on these days. But I came across an article from SOT, and it's talking about how puberty before age 10. You know, which is now a new normal. You know, the fact that so many kids, are going through puberty at these young ages and everything. You're talking like, 9-year-old, 10-year-old girls, even younger. And this is a direct correlation, I think, to not only the GMOs, but the bisphenol A and the, I think, the growth hormones that are put in the milk.
Yeah, I think wasn't there just a law that got shot down where they were going to have to ban BPA in some certain packaging, and then they shot it down just this like last week or so? I thought I saw something about it.
I know different states are working on it. I'm not sure if there's anything federal, but I know Connecticut was working to get it banned. I'm not sure how that worked out. In fact, I was just trying to see what I could find from it yesterday. I didn't seem to find any new info on it, though. BPA is something that has no business being in our plastics, and it's just another example of, and this fits in with their agenda perfectly, because now you have a bunch of girls that are not going to act their age. They're not playing with dolls and everything else. They're already out thinking about, thinking about guys and everything else. And of course, if the guys at that age are not sexually active or whatever. I'm not saying 10 being sexually active necessarily, although it is happening, but it just makes it earlier of an age to where they used to wait till 17 or 18, and now you're seeing girls at 14. And of course, this helps the Planned Parenthood stay in business. It helps the eugenics thing. It helps people, stay dumb and stay on the system and everything else. And I think it's a big problem. And we just really need to get all these chemicals and toxic waste and everything out of our food and water, or it's really going to be the end of us. And I think, this is a good example of what can happen after, just a few years of a few of these toxic chemicals and additives of what they're doing to the human body.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, it's insane. Go ahead.
No, it is insane. And you guys, I know you guys have all seen the stories about the pink slime while we're talking about food and your body and everything. You guys, we haven't really talked about it on the air. I mean, we haven't really need to. I mean, everybody can pretty much see that the stuff's disgusting. You don't want to be eating it and staying away from it. But, Walmart released this story today, or at least Fox News released a story today about Walmart reducing grocery costs for everybody. Like, they're going to be doing everybody a big favor. You know what they're really going to be doing, people, is just getting more and more people eating their GMOs, which is all over the Walmart food. You don't want to eat that food. And they push the pink slime, and they're not stepping away from it. So here's Walmart, the biggest retailer in the country with the most money, and they can't get the pink slime out. They don't give a damn. And that's the thing, is a lot. That's what I kind of wanted to bring up, is, you know, it really bothers me that people will feed this shit to their kids. And I know I said the S word three times tonight, and I apologize, guys, but I'm kind of pissed off about that. You know, it's like, why would you give that crap to them when you know what it is? I mean, people will still see these commercials, not commercials, reports, because it's in the mainstream. It's in the mainstream about the pink slime, and they'll still feed it to their kids. They'll still stop at McDonald's.
Right. Wow, you know, and here's the thing about it, you know, is you know, it's not even, it's the GMOs are terrible too, but I mean, you know, when you get into it, a lot of these packaged foods, you're dealing with, you know, if you go and read that ingredient list, you're going to see five or six things that you can't pronounce on everything. So, you know, you go and buy these overpriced TGI Fridays, six jalapeno poppers in a package, or, you know, or these bagel bites, or, you know, this and that. Yeah, some of that stuff is good, you know, especially if you're living alone and you you're a pothead or something like that, you know, or in college, it's good stuff. But, you know, people are feeding this to their kids on a daily basis instead of your meat and potatoes, or, you know, whatever cultural foods that you grew up with. I guarantee that if you're pretty much 30 and over, for the most part, you grew up eating real food every night. You know, don't get me wrong. There is that, you know, some people that didn't. I have friends that didn't. But, you know, it's just getting farther and farther away. And, you know, it's more to the breakdown of the family structure. You know, and the fact that parents just can't afford to be home and cook dinner and worry about this and that. You know, this is all contrived. This is, you know, like we said, this has been going on. This is over, you know, this is like 60 to 100 years at least, where they, you know, decided to break down the family structure, you know, and make sure that both parents would have to work, and that, you know, kids would be stuck in indoctrination centers all day, you know, and kids would be stuck in daycares. And not being able to look at what their kids eat, and not seeing, you know, and even so, some of them think they're doing good by some of these so-called healthy foods. And yet you look and foods like margarine, and obviously we know about artificial sweeteners. Well, there, you know, there's people out there that really believe that sugar is the enemy, or, you know, and that by eating aspartame, neotame, or any of these other disgusting saccharin, that they're doing something better.
Yeah, all the artificial stuff.
Losing weight.
All the artificial stuff, guys, is not better for you. Butter is better for you than margarine. Regular sugar is better than NutraSweet. I mean, it goes on down the line, guys. Get the natural stuff. So, I mean, seriously, even when it comes to the things that you thought were, you know, so bad that you had to cut out, like, you know, like sugar, you can have sugar. It's the high fructose corn syrup and things like that you don't want to have.
Yeah, it's you know, you're totally right. I mean, it's I don't know, you know, and again, too, here's another thing, is the high fructose corn syrup is another one, and that's something that, you know, when you're getting soda, they're going to get you either way nowadays. I do know north of the border in Canada, there's a lot of soda up there that's sold with real cane sugar in it, which is a good thing. You know, it's still not great for you, but I would advise that any day.
They have it down
here.
They sell it at Whole Foods.
Yeah, yeah. There's actually a local place around here, Fox and Park, that still sells cane sugar soda, and that's the only soda I really drink. And it's nice. It's, you know, it's still in the bottles. You know, it's old school, but you know, you don't expect your Coca-Colas and your larger companies to do that. You know, also too, I'm not sure, I was thinking about, I know a while ago Coke or Pepsi actually made a clear version of Coke or Pepsi that didn't Pepsi. Have that. The clear Pepsi didn't have that ingredient that caused cancer, and yet everybody didn't drink it because it didn't look right to them. Now that just shows how you know used to these symbols people are used to seeing that. Hey, Pepsi's supposed to be brown or, you know, whatever color, you know, caramel color. I'm not going to drink a clear Pepsi, you know. And I don't know. I mean, I know it's a little off topic there, but it just, you know, I think that's, again, that's the advertisement. That's the mind control behind it all. You know, this stuff was all thought up by Tavistock, Rand, and think tanks like that. And, guys, they're very clever. You know, these groups are, you know, they've clawed their way to the top, and they've stomped out lesser ones, and they have important people in them that use legislation if they have to, and lobbyists, and you know, and the fact that the government and the shadow government and the one world government, whatever you want to call them, the elites behind the thing, the fact that they want to push population control, it fits in so good with greed. Because, you know, right away, if these companies don't care what they're putting in their products, and then you got this group like the FDA that can be bought out, you know, for
so easily
cheap.
They're in Monsanto's back pocket, guys, and Monsanto's in control of your food supply, and you can in large part thank the FDA to that.
Exactly. You know, and here's the thing what Brian's talking about. You have X. It's just like the what's it, the body that watches Wall Street, the FAA, no, not the FAA,
the Federal Trade Commission, right? Something like that?
Yes,
the Security and Exchanges Commission, the SEC,
yes,
right?
There you go, the SEC, right. Just like that is the Security Exchange Commission, the SEC, just like it's a revolving door. Of Goldman Sachs employees and guys from the Fed and everything else. That's the same thing you have going on at the FDA with Monsanto employees and, you know, Dow Chemical, which is the same thing. You know,
it's even worse than that, though. I mean, they do direct favors and then they switch sides right after they do the favor. Like, it's so obvious what they're doing.
Like the Wisconsin judge is what you're referring to, I believe, with that sense, too, right?
Yeah, like with Clarence Thomas, the Supreme Court justice who used to be a lawyer for them, who actually gave them – he is the one that let the patent be given to Monsanto to actually start patenting food, okay? That's selling out your people, if anything, okay? That's selling out your people, all of us, okay? We all got sold down the river for this company that's really just become too big and way too powerful. I don't want to say way too fast because they've been in the game for a long time. These are the people that brought you Agent Orange back in the Vietnam days. One of the people that brought you it. It's a scary thing, guys, to think that one food company is going to be in control of everything, and they want to genetically alter everything. They want to control the life cycle of this planet. I know that sounds like a stretch, but it's if you look at what's going on, it's true. It really is. It's true.
Right.
And why do you think, like, and I never spent a lot of time about it, and I know we never looked in, ever talked about it on the radio, but that whole thing, like, with all the bees dying and stuff, what do you think that's from? It's probably from the genetically modified food that's out that they have to feast on now. It's probably killing them off.
Yeah, oh, yeah, totally. You know, as far as it goes now, people don't understand how big the bees, you know, play into. You know, it's pollination just in the food supply in general. And between the cell phone towers, the EMF waves, and the Monsanto, you know, bees are not surviving. That's not a good thing. You know, and to be honest, you have all these alarmists out there talking about nonsense like global warming, which doesn't exist. If anything, if it does exist, it's natural. It's not to this degree that we've heard it is where – icebergs are going to be melting. I think if anything, it might just be, you know, new ones are forming or, you know, but anyway, to make a long story short, we know about ClimateGate. They threw out the information. But getting back to, you know, to what I was talking about, you know, just the whole fact of the matter is, you know, you have, you know, the putting holes in the sky and everything else. It's just, you know, as far as using HAARP, what was the point I was at? I just lost my train of thought.
Not really sure.
What was I talking about a second ago before I was talking about the,
We were talking about Monsanto, and you kind of got into Hart for a second. I don't know how you arrived
I know. It wasn't, talking about the bees, that's why.
Yeah. We were talking about the bees and how they're necessary to the life cycle and everything.
Right, yeah. Well, you know, the whole thing about bees is again, you know, they're totally, you know, it's vital to having to having plants and having you know. So what are they gonna do? I bet they're gonna make up some fake bees or fake pollination or something. But you know, I was gonna say that instead of this alarmist global warming type stuff, that this is something that we should be worried about more and people should be talking about. But hey, there's not billions of dollars to be won in it. And again, that helps their cause. Helps their cause of scarcity of having less food and everything else. You know, it's just a big disgusting turn of events. But that's all I have on that before I get off into any other weird tangents. I don't know where I was going on that harp thing. I apologize. You know where I was going with that. Actually, I'll just say it for the hell of it, so you know that I'm not totally crazy. The other day I was having a talk with someone, and I actually believe that. Part of the thing that they envisioned with the weather modification thing was the fact that it was going to be getting warmer by the fact that harp rays would probably be putting holes in the ionosphere and the ozone layer. So what better thing to do than if you already know it's going to happen from what you're doing, why not have something to, why not have that help your cause at the same time? You know, that's where I was going with that. Anyway, that's not a big, something that, you know, that we need to get into. I just wanted to clarify where I was going off from the bees from that. I don't know, Brian, what do you got?
I don't know. I saw a bunch of stuff today where they were, they were just talking about how the police are really getting cell phone information off cell phone providers really easily now. Pretty much anything they want, they're giving you a location, your text messages, everything. I thought that was kind of worth mentioning, and how risky the cell phone thing's become. I mean, how much privacy we've given up for the convenience of a cell phone is pretty scary.
Everything is scary to anyone that's paying attention, you know, and I don't mean scary like fear. I mean, just scary that people are still out there buying into this stuff. You know, people are out there without, you know, just trading over their liberties without even thinking about it. You know, that's what's scary is with all these things. You know, it's just insane.
Yeah, and the thing with the phones, guys, like, I'm sure you all notice with your smartphones how quick the batteries die, and they don't last like your old phone. You're like, oh, sometimes I just wish I had an old cell phone that would actually last all day. Well, the reason your battery dies is because it's always running GPS in the background, or it's always running keylogging software without your permission, and it's reporting it back to people, and that's what's killing your battery. It's right. Not just the apps that you use. It's not because you go on for friggin' 10 minutes a day and check your Facebook on your phone. Think about it. Just think about it. Those other little phones before they had GPS, but they still had internet. If you could go on a little cheap version of a web browser and you were browsing around. I used to be able to browse around on my fantasy websites and check my scores all day long. And my battery would be fine. I could use my phone until the next day. When they started putting GPS in them all, don't you notice your phone's always dead now? It doesn't matter if you have an Android or an iPhone or a BlackBerry. They all do the same thing now.
Exactly. And that's why I don't know, I'm not a big fan of the droid things or any of these newfangled stuff, and I try not to use that location thing, but it doesn't matter. They still they know where you are, it doesn't matter. Wayseeker brought up a good point. And they just said a lot of it is with your permission. In other words, saying that, you know, it's without your permission. A lot of it, you know, people don't realize what they're signing up for when they're getting these things, and it may be against your knowledge, but a lot of times, you know, it's something that you are, you know, signing over to them. It's just
yeah, like who reads those agreements? You know what I mean? It was funny. They did a South Park episode. They did a spoof on that, and he didn't read his agreement for, like, the iPhone or whatever when installing some software or updating iTunes, I think it was. And he ended up, like, having to have his freaking kidney come out, cut out, or some crazy nonsense. I forget what it was. No, he had his – I think it was at Stan or Kyle. Kyle had his lips sewed to some Chinese guy's butthole.
Wow.
I know that sounds ridiculous. It's like potty humor in a South Park, but that's because of he didn't read his iPhone agreement, and that's what he agreed to. And he's like, who reads these things? It was pretty funny. I just thought I had to mention. It was a crazy episode, man. I don't even want to get into it. It was pretty gross, actually.
Was it the TSA episode?
No, it wasn't the TSA episode.
You know, I got to say, it was pretty funny that they, you know... that they went there. Yeah, go ahead. What were you saying?
No, I was going to say, I actually haven't seen the TSA one, but now that I'm thinking about it, I did see it. I saw it like a week ago. I did see it. What they were doing, they were like, when people were trying to go to the bathroom and everything, they were like up in their bathroom, right?
Yeah. They had the TSA people watching people, dropping deuces and everything. Yeah, the whole thing was... It's just hilarious, like everything else. I give those guys credit, man. They're funny. People may not agree with their politically correctness and everything, but hey, you know, I don't really give a shit. I think that show is one of the, as far as it goes, as far as being real. Yeah, I know they still buy into a lot of the, left-right dialectic stuff, but it more or less just makes fun of people that are so... ready to jump on these, stupid trends and these, hipster things. I think it's a great show. One of the few, gems on television, of course.
It's the only one that I record. It's the only one really? That I record. Yeah. And I watch, I still watch wrestling. I know that's really mindless, but it's one of the mindless things that I do. So I watch that and I watch South Park and that's it. Besides that, I don't watch my TV. I just research on the computer all day and, what everybody else does.
You know what, Brian? I'll bet that's why you were so good at spotting that fake footage considering you watch so much wrestling.
Yeah. No, that's how I could see the whole political system was a sham because it was so reminiscent of wrestling.
That's funny.
Yeah, really
exactly. You could tell a Mean Gene Okerlund interview on, just like Harley Guy or any of these other ones on the, you're able to tell those a lot easier from looking at all those funny WWF, interviews. Let me tell you something, Mean Gene, or, or someone putting on the waterworks over.
I tell you what, watching a Republican debate isn't much different than watching two WWF guys in an interview yell at each other.
You know what? It's exactly the same. And if people would just step out of it and not buy into the hype for a second and just sit back and think, all right? For these people out there that I hate to pick on the Paulites, the Ron Paul fans, because, we have a lot in common with the Ron Paulers. It's just, I think we've seen through it and we realize that, it's just you're not going to get everything when it comes down to it, some of his ideas are, going to benefit or, one of his biggest things that monetarily is going to benefit the elite huge. And it's going to put us at a disadvantage. But anyway, getting back to that, if you can take yourself out of that mind state of rooting for Ron Paul and being all excited, think about how many people are considering themselves awake yet do that. If you were to sit back and just look at these debates, as thinking, hey, this is fake, that's fake, and just watch it, you can really just see how fake they really are. You can see it's just funny. It's like watching a reality show, and watching and saying, well, this part was staged, that part was staged. It's just really funny how it's the whole things are set up. And I think, everything these days, everything you see on TV is fake. What makes that any different? Just like what makes, any of these false flag events any different? It's the same thing.
Yeah, it's not any different. And you guys got to think, we've talked about it before. this country is like a corporation. It's run like a corporation. Now, if you're going to run a really big and wealthy corporation,
it is worth, a corporation.
If it's worth, you know, whatever it's worth, let's say trillions of dollars or whatever, and you're gonna run it. Are you gonna let people vote on who's gonna run your corporation, or are you gonna hire who you want? You're gonna hire who you want. The whole voting thing is just to give you that whole illusion that you have a choice, so people don't get out of line and people think they do have a say. But in reality, and I'm not saying give up, but I'm just saying don't buy into the political system. That's all. Don't buy into that. Don't follow any of these guys. They all know they're lying to you. Why are you going to believe any of them? They all know the game's fixed. So any of them that are up on the TV are in on it, you know?
They all play politics too. So, I mean, you know, it doesn't matter who they are. You know?
Yeah, maybe your local, you know, the people in your town or whatever. I mean, that's legit. But the people that you see in the national debates and stuff, I mean, come on, guys.
Yeah, they're not going to let you in on that stage. You know, think about it. If the whole thing is staged, and one person's not in it, why would they even have to let that one person in on it if they weren't agreeing to go along with it?
Yeah, they know what controlled opposition is. They'll just put somebody that acts like they're against them and put them in that person's place instead of really letting that person in, if that's what they want to put out there on TV. And that's what they did.
Exactly. You know, and I'm still saying it too. You know, and I'm sure Brian's with me here too. I'm still guaranteeing that they make Ron Paul the next president. I just see it happening. I see that being the way for them to quiet everybody down for another 2 years at least while they continue to act as normal. In my opinion, Obama's out. I don't know. I could be wrong. I guess we'll find out in November. But I don't see Romney getting in because it's clear that they don't that nobody, you know, likes him. And they know this. They knew this before. So, you know, and like I said, even, you know, this is all fake. Even Romney's, you know, the way he acts so pompous is even fake. You know, it's all fake. I think these guys are just playing characters, but I do really think that the next puppet is going to be Paul. I think that you know, the gold standard stuff is enough to back that up. I think that
Do you think part of it has to do with that the awakening is actually getting big, and this is the way for them to calm it right down?
Yeah, I do. I think that it's that between Occupy Wall Street, even though a lot of that we saw was set up. A lot of that we saw was fraudulent. Between that, between the truth movement, between the Tea Party, between the fact that, you know, even though a lot of these Tea Party types are really stuck in the false upright mentality, as well as some of these Occupy Wall Street types, there are a lot of them that do realize now that the mainstream media is not the best source of news. You know, yes, still your people over 50 and over 60 might just rely on mainstream news. But a lot of these people in these groups, you know, especially the younger ones, are realizing, hey, that there's other sources of news out there. So what's next best? You throw them in the Alex Jones or the Noam Chomsky or, you know, God knows, you know, whoever else out there that they have that's been set up to, you know, to take you and make sure that you chase your tail for a few years.
Yep. And it works well. It works so well with so many people, and they build trust in people, and they let them do the research for them and tell them what's right and what's wrong and who to like, and that's what they do. And those are the people we're talking about. Those aren't researchers. Those are followers. And you're all welcome to step out of that, please. Don't be like that, okay? Don't be like that anymore. Do your own research. Don't follow anybody. Poke around all different sites to get your information, all different radio programs. Don't just listen to one person and think, hey, this guy, you know, he told me this and that, so he's got to be right about everything, because it doesn't work like that.
Exactly. Trying to think of, I lost my train of thought. Anyway, I don't know. It seems my brain is for shit tonight, but sorry about the cuss word, but I don't know, Brian, what else is going on, you know, besides the would you say about the Veterans Today piece that you had earlier? I think I've seen a lot more of this stuff pick up recently too, whereas people are starting to look into a lot of these aspects of stuff that, you know, that you've been covering lately, and we talked about in the radio show.
Yeah, definitely.
I don't know if it's ever going to get, you know, full, you know, the a lot of momentum or anything, but, you know, to where the average person knows it. But at this point, you know, I don't know. I guess we can hope for the best, you know, and it is good to see, you know, some of these sites having to come forward and address some of these issues.
Yeah, we got a caller tonight from Canada. He knows the information. I'm sure he was telling some of the people when he was at this thing, you know, and the people that know that it's the right thing to do and get the information out. And we're not just talking about 9/11. We're talking about with everything, guys. There's just really not a lot of people out there telling you how it is. That bothers me, you know. That really bothers me. You would think that there'd be a whole bunch of people, you know, just trying to get out there. And it's I don't know.
Well, you know, the whole thing is too, and it's the fact that not only is you know, there actually is a decent amount of them, but the fact that they're all pushing pretty much the same narrative of the same, you know, and I'm not just saying 9/11, I'm saying the whole thing in general, and I think a lot of them to the point of, you know, not the big names, maybe a few of the big names, but a lot of people are just confused because. They've been fed all this other stuff, so why not believe this person when it comes to monetary stuff? Why not believe this person when it comes to, you know, the Iran situation? Why not, you know, it's just insane. And like I said, it's been, I think I said this a week ago, how, like, you know, you see InfoWars turning more into, like, a Drudge Light, you know, or like a Fox News Light type station nowadays with some of the stories they've been pushing there with Breitbart being, you know, this great activist and, you know, and everything else. I don't know. I definitely do think that people are looking away from the mainstream media, though, and that's the closest thing. And especially if he's closing the gap by going closer to that, you know, way. And, you know, it's and like I said, then from him you go to someone that, you know, tells you a little bit more, but they still dodge, you know, some of the big questions and some of the whodunits. Some of these people, you would think with 50, you know, or 30 years of research, you'd be able to tell us everything, you know, there is to know about the New World Order and the coming power structure. And yet every one of these guys has a different person at the end of it, you know, and that's what really makes you wonder, you know, do they have someone that wants to blame it all on the Zionists, someone that wants to blame it all on the Jesuits, someone that wants to blame it all on the new, or someone that wants to believe we're going to be saved by aliens. They have it for everybody, you know, and whatever you come across. And I'm not saying that there's not some of those things that are right, you know, like, again, you know, a lot of these groups are the ones that are doing it. But I just think that, you know, people just get involved in that cult thing too much and believe the first guy they hear. I don't know. I that's just my opinion on it. You know, it's really, we've had a slow news cycle, and I think a lot of that you can attribute to the fact that the media has been trying to put this Trayvon Martin story so much in our face. And it's not the only violence that's been going on. You also had a Muslim woman killed last week in California. And again, you know, a lot of this stuff, you wonder, you know, was it done by somebody, you know, who was a mind controlled, or somebody that works for, it really makes you wonder, because, you know, these racially motivated things are perfect, exactly what they want. You know, they want people divided more than ever. And that's what, you know, and if anything, that's what the elections do. The elections are a total division. And yet it doesn't matter, because they've already been picked. You know, it's not like anyone out there is deciding who's going to be president.
No, I still can't believe that people buy into it. Even without knowing how fixed it is, just don't you realize that these people get up there and lie and say whatever they want you to hear? Like, you know what I mean? Like, how are you going to even put any faith in what they say? It's been a pretty slow news week. But you know, I think on that note, Justin, I don't really have much else tonight. I think we could probably wrap it up a little bit earlier tonight than usual, unless you have, you know, something else you want to get into right now.
No, I really don't, tell you the truth. you know, you and you've been off researching and haven't had haven't been on a lot lately. So I don't know. We definitely go on for a couple more minutes if anyone has anything they want to talk about. Let me just check the chat and see if anything's got.
Yeah, check
any,
the chat if anybody has anything they want to go over. And I apologize. I've been researching a little something on the side that I'm not at liberty to really talk about yet. So I've been a little busy this week. I haven't really been, following all the latest stories as much as usual. So I'm a little bit, short on things tonight. And I apologize about that. If any of you guys have anything, though, and you guys want to call in, we'll take a few calls right now for sure. We'll give it a few more minutes. And then other than that, we're probably going to wrap it up soon. Anybody that's not listening through our website, if you were listening through Freethink Radio or through anywhere else, our website is therealnewsonline.com. That's therealnewsonline.com. We're not just radio. Make sure you check out our blogs because that's like our personal, our personal viewpoint on everything. You'll definitely get a lot of good information out of there. And, we're on every Sunday night at 10:30 Eastern time. I think that's pretty much self-explanatory. You come to the site, go to the Real News Radio page. You'll figure out how to get the stream. You just click listen now. Our entire archive is at the bottom. Anybody that tuned in late, if you want to hear tonight's show, it'll be up by the morning, okay? We'll play a replay at some point tonight, too, probably about, 20, 30 minutes after we get – no, actually, there won't be a replay tonight, so it'll be in the archive by the morning. So if you missed the show, just come to the Real News Radio page and scroll to the bottom, and you can get any show right there. I think that's about it, Justin.
Yeah, it's definitely pretty much all I wanted to say to everyone out there is, thanks for listening, and next week we should be coming back with a big show or whatnot. We're just working on a few things here and there. Just wanted everyone to keep listening and post in our groups whenever you want. Get the information out there and, just use your discernment. I think a lot of people are starting to nowadays. I think that they're, this experiment that they have, the controlled alternative media is failing on them little by little. So we need to keep just, doing our own research and not falling for these Benjamin Fulford and Sword Shafal stories and, and sometimes here's the thing, guys, to keep credibility, a lot of times if you see something that seems too good to be true, why don't you check it before you post it, or maybe post it and say, what are thoughts on this? Because I see a lot of people just posting stuff out of nowhere, and I go and I look through it, and I'm just like, I don't believe this crap for a second. So, that's not aimed at anyone in particular. I was just, I just noticed lately that a lot of people have just been posting a lot of stuff that right away to me seems way too good to be true.
Yeah. No, you guys, people should, actually read something before they share it with everybody and pass it on like it's good information. We all like to share a lot of stuff, but, seriously, guys. For anybody that's tried to reach me in the last week or so and hasn't seen me in the groups or whatever, I should be back. I say by Tuesday I'll be back in full swing, on Facebook and then replying to everybody. But in the meantime, if you can just go to our site, if you want to drop a comment on any of the walls, I'll get back to you right away. Within a couple hours, if I'm on, I'll get back to you within a couple minutes if I can. That's pretty much all we have for tonight. We didn't really, cut you too short. I mean, we still did a two-hour show, so it's not like we ripped you off tonight, guys. We just – a lot of times we go 3 hours. We just don't have the 3 hours of material for tonight. So I want to thank everybody for tuning in. For my co-host, Justin Cook, I'm Brian Stavely. And, guys, we're out of here till next week.